Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our Alan Shartok. And of course, Alan, nobody gets to hear you or Morning Edition, the Roundtable panel, or Midday Magazine without the support from our incredible listeners who are now putting us in the lockbox at almost $1.1 million.
David, you said exactly the right words. In the end, no matter what I say, or even you say, or Joe or anybody else about this wonderful station, it always comes down to people who are willing to put $1.1 million. In basically a few short weeks, we have to have $2 million. That way, we pay for the tower. We are so proud of the tower. I'll tell you the truth. As far as I'm concerned, that tower, which has been there for 50 years or more, is the symbol of what we've been able to do here. We were always a renter up there. Somebody else always owned it. They were kind enough to sell it to us. We've been very, very lucky. It's the apex of my career at WAMC to be able to get this. And it is our local station. The people in the Berkshires where I live love the station. And I can just say we are immensely grateful for what everyone has done. And it's really good of you to bring that up, David. I've said it before, but the context is we're nothing without everyone. It's that simple. 1-800-323-9262. Let's keep it going. Let's end it. We've got to raise a lot of money. We've got to get to $1.5 million. We're on the way. We're going to make it. There's a $50,000 challenge on the table. I don't even want to think. I couldn't sleep if we didn't make that challenge. It's extraordinary, and that's a great deal of money, David.
WAMC.org. You can do it anytime. Why not now? By the way, Alan, people should tune in at 1 o'clock today for a wonderful history of the Berkshires with Bernie Drew, the Berkshire historian.
I love that guy. He's been the greatest. He is our Bernie. He's in the papers. He always is fascinating. He talks about a different aspect of Berkshire history. We're all about the Berkshires here.
Alan, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, says he's looking forward to speaking with federal prosecutors as part of the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into ties between the 2016 campaign and Russia, adding that he would be willing to testify under oath.
He had another little caveat in that little talk he gave to the reporters. Yesterday, he said, of course, with my lawyer's permission. Now, if he tells his lawyers that they shouldn't give him the permission, that'll be that. You know, Donald Trump told 2,000 separate lies last year, according to the Washington Post. Why are we to believe anything? Today, for example, David, he's saying he's for the dreamers. This is the guy who's been putting all of the roadblocks up. So how can you believe anything you see until you see it? Now, it well may be that the Trump team sees the truck coming down the road, knows that with the Flynn testimony and with everything else, that they had better give their side, otherwise there may be real trouble. But he keeps in Propaganda 101 saying again and again and again, there is no collusion, there is no collusion, there's no collusion. And all I can think of is Richard Nixon up there saying, I am not a crook. Well, he was, and we'll see just what Donald Trump has done here. That may be, in the minds of the prosecutors, collusive or not.
Speaking of alleged crooks, the trial continues in Manhattan for one of Governor Andrew Cuomo's closest aides, Joe Prococo. Yesterday, Linda Lacewell described Prococo as trusted, loyal, and very senior aide to the governor. She's Andrew Cuomo's chief of staff and one of the first witnesses to testify.
Yeah, Linda Lacewell was up there telling the truth as she saw it, giving us great insights into the way in which the governor's office worked. Nobody has accused Andrew Cuomo of anything yet, and I suspect we're not going to hear anything specific. She said in her testimony that he was astounded when Prococo talked about the payments and every other thing that he had gotten and what was on his computer and how the FBI had raided his home and taken his computer away. They, of course, have his old friend, Todd Howe, the lobbyist, but who had worked with him and for him, and Prococo's old friend, and he is the star witness. So we're just starting out now at the very beginning, setting the whole thing up. It's going to be a very interesting trial. Remember one thing, whether Andrew Cuomo had anything to do with it or not, in the end, he is responsible for the people who's working for him, for the quality and character of the people that he picks. So in the end, this trial is not a good thing for Andrew Cuomo, who both has to get reelected as governor in 2018, and we keep hearing wants to be president of the United States in 2020.
Well, we only have until February 5th to reach the point we need to reach to make it in the On Air Fund Drive, which begins at 6 a.m. that day. WAMC.org, we thank you for everything.
1-800-323-9262. Let's end it.